This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking about borrowing from biology this week, biomimetics. So if you have any questions on that, the email address chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Now it's time to return to our poptastic kitchen science and find out how corn kernels can pop new technologies into the minds of engineers and inventors. Earlier on, Ben and Dave took a heavy object to some innocent popcorn kernels and while leaving the others untouched, looking on in despair. Let's find out what happened next.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. Today we're playing with the properties of popcorn. So Dave, what did we want people at home to try out?
We'll try popping some normal popping corn and just to check it's working. And then try popping some popcorn, which you just crack the kernels off and see whether that works as well.
Well, we've got a good handful of these cracked kernels now, so I think we should probably get the hob on. Now, we've already heated this oil up a bit just to speed things along, but I'll just put the hob on again and get it reheated. OK, well, while that gets hot enough to actually pop our corn, what actually is popcorn?
Popping corn is basically the seed of a type of maize plant. Sweet corn is another type of maize plant. And there's lots of others which are used, often ground up to form cornmeal or corn flour.
So could you actually do this with sweet corn? Could you pop sweet corn?
Popping corn has been specially bred to be particularly good at popping. And you really want a kind of maize which is dried out, so there's not too much water in the kernels. So possibly not sweet corn. Other kinds of maize would kind of work okay, but popping corn is the best.
OK, well, I think this oil should be hot enough now, so let's throw in a handful of your cracked kernels. Now, these are the ones where you've broken the actual surface, so let's just throw a few in to the nice hot oil, see what happens. Well, even before I'd got the lid on properly, I could see that some of them had kind of started to grow and expand a bit. They're just sort of becoming really tiny baby popcorn, and without going pop.
What's happening is that inside the grain, there's a whole lot of starch. This starch is fuel for the seedling, so it can get quite big before it needs to get to any light and photosynthesize. And that starch's got a little bit of water in it. When you heat it up, it turns a bit like into something like a jelly, a bit like when you heat up corn flour in water.
These are burning now, so I'm going to take them off the heat. But popcorn doesn't normally burn quite that quickly. So starch turns into a sort of goo, and that's why we put it in soup and that sort of thing, to thicken it up. What's that got to do with the popcorn?
Well, then when you get it very, very hot, the water inside it boils. When water boils, it expands by 1,000 or 2,000 times, and that blows up the starch and makes a foam. And that foam is the popcorn, which you can see. And that foam has been growing slowly as the water boils out of the cracked corns.
So these cracked corns have been kind of extruding small bits of this foam starch that is really what popcorn is. Why doesn't that happen when you put the normal, non-damaged kernels in? How come they go pop?
Well, should we try it?
OK, then I'll get this oil hot again. And let's throw in a few undamaged kernels. Now, they're sizzling away nicely, but they're definitely not extruding like the other ones did. They're not growing yet.
Well, the reason is that the outer layer of a popping corn is actually very, very, very strong. It's both waterproof and gas tight, and it'll take a pressure of up to about 10 atmospheres.
So this huge pressure inside them must be why it goes pop.
Yes, eventually they fail explosively with a great big pop.
Well, these have all popped now, so I'll just turn it off again. And if we let them cool down, we can taste one. Do be careful when you're doing this at home, of course, because freshly popped popcorn is really very hot. But these are a great deal bigger than the cracked ones that you've done. But surely there's the same amount of starch there. It all expands by the same amount when you heat it. So wouldn't it just be the same amount of actual popcorn, but these ones formed in an explosion instead of an extrusion?
Well, there's two effects. One of them is that if there's a hole on the side of your popcorn, then the gas can escape slowly. So not all of it is used to blow up the foam and make a big foam. And the other one is that if you keep water under pressure as it gets hot, it will actually boil at a higher temperature. This is how a pressure cooker works. So the temperature inside the kernels can get up to maybe 180 degrees centigrade, but when it goes pop. This means that when it actually goes pop, it'll expand a lot more and blow up the foam bigger.
So that's how proper popcorn actually works. Now let's just taste these. That's delicious. I think perhaps a little bit of salt.
It would certainly help, yeah.
So that's how popcorn works, and that's why it makes this wonderful stuff. But is this something that we've copied? Today's show is all about how we've been inspired by nature to make interesting materials. Have we copied the popcorn trick?
I don't know if it was copied directly, but certainly various parts of the trick are used in technology. For example, if you want to make a nice foamy plastic, what you do is you get something like polystyrene plastic, which is the same plastic that you use to make model aeroplanes out of. You dissolve lots of gas in it at high pressure, and then you suddenly let the pressure off. It expands very quickly, and it blows a nice foam, which makes polystyrene packaging.
So polystyrene and popcorn actually have a lot in common, although popcorn tastes an awful lot better.
That's right. And the pop is actually also used in technology because things like gunpowder, if you set it off, it doesn't actually go bang. It will just burn very quickly with a whoosh. But if you seal it inside a paper cylinder and then you set it off, it produces lots and lots of gas, which the pressure builds up and up and up until the paper cylinder fails and it goes pop or bang.
And that's how you make fireworks. So the science of popcorn is also the science of polystyrene packaging and the science of fireworks. Now that's brilliant, but let's make a little bit more popcorn so we can get on with watching our film. We'll be back with more kitchen science next week.
So the combination of the airtight container and lots of pressure creates those lovely mini explosions in popcorn. You can watch those explosions in super slow motion thanks to Dave's wonderful camera on our website. And you can find this volatile footage at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.